This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit amazon.com/prime to learn more.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Yeah, it's kind of my thing.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Now you're making your debut as a college football coach.
I hope it goes a lot better in the game against Dallas. They crushed us.
Earlier on the show, ESPN Monday Night Football analyst Troy Aikman. Coming up, Commanders linebacker Von Miller. Actor Paul Rudd. Broncos head coach Sean Payton. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen Show on the air Tuesday after Labor Day. Hopefully everybody had a fun, productive, safe 3-day weekend. We're here on Disney Plus. We are here on the ESPN app everywhere, and of course on ESPN Radio, which is presented by Progressive Insurance. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. I love seeing lit phone lines. It delights. It absolutely, positively delights. Because honestly, I say it all the time. And certainly tonight I'm on NFL Network let me get this right, 8 Eastern time for 2 hours. NFL game day morning season kickoff tonight, 2 hours.
Nice.
And in that show, we communicate with fans through the camera. This way we can actually talk with you. Talk to you, talk with you, just not at. That's all we ask. Don't talk at us.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we ask. And again, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial in the program. Von Miller. And his, let me get this correct, 129 and a half career sacks.
Oh, that's good.
He's tied with Jim Marshall right now. 24th all time. And all he's got to do is bag Russell Wilson once, and he's tied for 22nd all time with, how about this, Coy Bacon. How about that for a name that we've never mentioned in 11 years?
Coy Bacon?
Uh-huh.
First mention in the history of the show, yeah, Coy Bacon.
Indeed. And if he gets Russ twice... Well, if he gets Russ three times, he'll tie Leslie O'Neal for cracking the top 20.
Oh.
So Von's climbing. And the Washington Commanders have a big season in front. So it would be great to catch up with Von. Words I never thought I would say before, but it's a fact. Bill Belichick getting rolled by TCU are words that I never thought I would say. But that happened last night. It's amazing how he and Prime had their first games as college coaches at this level. Well, this is Bill's first period. We all know Prime came from Jackson State. Mm-hmm. But his first game in Colorado was against TCU, and yep. Bill's first game against for North Carolina was against TCU. Prime won his on the road. This one started well.
Started great.
Hey, got Skip Bayless tweeting things that were wrong within, 5 minutes. So it's good to see that he's still in top form. And it started great. Looked great. And there's Roy Williams surrounded by MJ and LT. Right?
Oh, man.
I mean, they were all there.
Heavy hitters, yeah.
All of North Carolina came out.
I think Aaron Boone was there.
Which was great, which means, I was expecting the reason why North Carolina was losing that Devin Williams somehow got in the game. Oh, I'm on fire today. I'm on fire.
He's on fire.
I'm the airbender right now. 48-14 is the final. Did you see the TCU Twitter account?
By the way, whoever's running the socials for TCU on fire last night.
Because the Tar Heels are going to have a documentary, right? Hard Knocks,
right? Type of show. Yes.
What's that? It's on. Is it on Hulu?
Amazon? I don't know. It's on one of those.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we should know since one of them is ours.
Right. It's not on ours.
Okay. Not on ours. Okay. But it is on Hulu.
Yeah.
So check it out.
It is on ours.
Yeah, excited to showcase our program. It's full on Hulu. Bundle it, everybody. Bundle it. More information to come. That was on August 24th. So on September 1st, someone from TCU football must have had that one already in the chute.
Locked and loaded.
Maybe in the book. They bookmarked it?
Oh, absolutely. Oh.
They retweeted, when does episode one come out?
The TCU account.
Yeah, Whose job is it to tell Bill about that? Or you don't?
That's Jordan.
Is it?
She's running everything else.
Is it Lombo? I don't think Lombo knows.
I think she's in charge of most things these days.
Okay.
Including picking defensive players.
Careful. How dare you? This is still Bill Belichick we're talking about.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Well, come on now.
Not my guy anymore, man.
So much joy. Just like that, he's not your guy anymore?
Come on.
He's their guy.
Wow.
Oh, you gave him
all
up?
That stuff he did, all the great memories and rings.
Just, cool.
No, just poo-poo?
Well, just to bring something from the past, we got a little bit of moving on to Cincinnati, except this is college, so it's moving on to Charlotte.
Well, use the time best we can to, like I said, correct the mistakes from last tonight and move on and then, get ready for Charlotte. So, they got a couple extra days here and, they came off a disappointing game themselves. So, we're both a little bit in the same boat here. We got a lot of work to do and, we'll get at it.
I mean, be careful, everybody, to pile on Bill Belichick right now.
I don't know. It seems kind of fun. I'm glad that this is not my. I'm glad this is not my issue anymore.
Yeah, is that right?
I am very happy that this is not something that I have to personally answer for as well.
So they're getting ready for Charlotte. So yeah, Charlotte's next. Oh, then the Richmond Spiders. Dance that drink over here.
Yeah, damn. I guess we should say this.
We should basically say people are telling Belichick to go get his shine box right now.
Yeah.
You don't want to wind up like Spider because he knows. Do you think he forgot how to coach? Is that what people are saying right now? Come on now.
I think stick around long enough and you're the villain and the bad guy when you should have just quit while you're on top.
Hey, take a look at Alabama. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't matter, I guess, anymore who the coach is that much. It really depends on NIL and who's putting stuff on the table.
I think it would matter if a certain head coach was still there. Yeah.
What, you mean like Nick you're talking about?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, Nick's going to be coaching the Browns next year, right? Isn't this what
Or the Colts, yeah. Okay, one of the other.
Good to know. Come on, man. Now, if they get smoked by Charlotte and then they have the trouble with Richmond, now we're talking.
Well, he's not going to finish the
season.
How
soon? Give me the over-under. That's it, right there. Yeah. Over under, and when people are wondering about his buyout.
Oh, it's going to be
out the gate.
It could be next week. It could be a week from today, Monday.
Stop it.
If they get a 40 burger put on him again,
dude, come on.
What are we doing?
Come on. It's a different world, right? It's different, when you got 19, 20, 21 year olds. It's different when. How many transfers do they have?
Just about all of them.
Dozens? All of them. Yeah. We swapped them out. Just pump the brakes. I just found it. We had Mac Brown on last Friday. I asked him, hey, if somebody came up to you throughout your first tenure at North Carolina and then Texas and then again at North Carolina, say you'd be succeeded by Bill Belichick, what would you say? And he said that they are now committed. It's good to see them having committed to football. Do you remember that? Yeah. Putting the money in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was. It was 7-0, and then it wasn't. And I appreciate, by the way, Reese Davis bringing up an old SportsCenter line of mine when it was really on and cracking, busting out the whipping stick. I appreciate that, Reese. I'm wondering if Reese thinks that will suffice as payment for the $100 he owes me for if I dropped a Larry Beal, Aloha Means Goodbye on my SportsCenter that I did a couple Mondays ago. I wonder if he thinks that that's payment in full.
So we're still waiting for the hundo. That's what you're saying?
No, I should reach out to him. Okay. And by the way, I should say we're even. Because I'm that type of guy.
100 cash is nice.
Let's go to Jeremy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jeremy. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's up?
How are you? What's up with you, Jeremy?
Yeah.
What's up? What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I think it was the other day you guys had a conversation about jersey etiquette and whether or not it's okay to wear a third team's jersey.
It is not.
Other than the two teams playing.
It is not. Nationally. Internationally, you can. Here in America, absolutely not.
I disagree, Jeremy.
Party
foul.
I disagree, too.
So I was with you guys, and then I thought about it, and I think there are specific games where it is okay. And so I want to see if you can guess what the game is.
I can't.
What I'm thinking about.
Go for it. You tell me, Jeremy. I have no idea.
All right. Divisional round, divisional opponent game. Not divisional round. Sorry.
Okay.
Divisional opponent.
Yes.
Last game of the season.
Okay.
Neither team should have been playing.
Okay.
Went into overtime.
Okay.
And the reason why it was significant and why you could wear another jersey there, because if the game did tie, then the Steelers wouldn't have gone to the playoffs. You remember
Jeremy,
Raiders, Chargers?
Jeremy, the mere fact that the Beautiful Mind meme is going through my head right now means that this is Rich Eisen Productions, Rich Eisen Consulting rejected, Jeremy. I can't. Like, there's no needle you can thread here.
You don't think so?
No,
in
I'm sorry.
In the telecast, they kept showing the guy in the Steelers jersey.
I was so worried about the tie. Okay. I still just can't. But thank you for the call, Jeremy. Call back, please, in Raleigh, North Carolina. Normally, we don't just out of hand reject a caller like that, but I'm sorry. Aria's Consulting, we have made our decision. Plus, it's also an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
That's correct. Overreaction Monday, the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. 975,000 subscribers and growing. Christopher Brockman.
How are you guys?
What do you have?
What's up, Chris?
Happy Tuesday. TJ, great to see you. What do you got? Yeah, Martin on the shirt.
What's up? Von Miller
beckons, and we got to this segment too late.
All right, great. Here's the deal. I'm listening to Sean McVay talk yesterday about injury updates, and it still doesn't sound like Matthew Stafford is doing great. They should just sit him. Stafford until he's 100% healthy.
But no. Right. I totally disagree with you.
Do you think Matthew Stafford is 100% healthy?
No, but
then why is he going to play? Why is he scheduled to play on Sunday against Houston?
Dude, Matthew Stafford is going to play on Sunday.
That does not seem like the best course of action.
Unless he can't get out of bed. I mean, it would only be fitting if the Rams played the Packers, so it could be epidural versus epidural.
And the Jay Felly Bowl.
Right. Brought,
the Jay Felly Bowl.
Brought to you by, you know, some chiropractor in Inglewood.
Yeah.
You always know, first
California
removal.
You know what I mean?
Can't we just play Jimmy G for a month until Matthew is actually a functioning upright quarterback?
This is 100% overreaction. If the guy gets out of bed and says, I want to play football, the answer is yes. Yes. Okay. End of story.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
It is absolutely a good idea, and watch him sling it.
Yeah, but Rich, if you
could. Puka and Devontae.
If you could sit him and have him get a little better for 2 weeks.
How do you know when it is?
Yeah.
Like, at what point? So he's got to feel nothing, right? He's got to feel nothing, and it feels great.
Well,
and that's
when
he's
going to
start playing. And then you know how it works. You have a back problem, you feel great, then all of a sudden you reach for a doorknob, and then you're on the ground.
I mean, that's true.
And I understand if you reach for a doorknob and you're on the ground, you should not go against, say, someone like Will Anderson.
I
get it.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it.
What else you got over there, Chris?
The Micah Parsons trade is an indicator that Dak's days in Dallas are numbered.
How is that possible?
Wow.
Like, why do you want to stick around?
When this is what's going on around you, you're
getting rid of all the good players. Why do I want to play there anymore?
Let me ask you this question.
Dak is not going to be the Dallas quarterback in like 2 years.
How about this? Let me say this. Please, let me handle this, TJ. Not like you were about to jump in having a sip of your tea over there. Is it possible that Micah was rubbing Dak the wrong way and he's sitting there going, okay, I got this.
So Dak made the kill shot?
I'm not saying he did.
Not saying he did.
You're suggesting.
I'm not. I'm sitting here saying he's sitting there, and if Micah was there, he'd be like, great, we got a pass rusher of his note. And then if he's not, he's like, I've got this. I'm Dak Prescott. Pressure makes diamonds. I've got the C on my chest. Let's go. I got George Pickens. We're going to figure out this run game. The defense will do just enough because I'm going to be putting 30 points on the board. Do you think he's sitting there crying at home right now?
Who cares if they score 30 if they give up 31 without the best player on their team?
What if it's possible that Dak is just face forward saying all the things that a leader does and that behind the scenes, whatever was issues with Micah... Is that out of the realm? Is that out of the realm of crazy?
At this point, I don't think anything's out of the realm of possibility.
I push back on this one, too. Plus, his cap number probably makes Kalen DeBoer's buyout look like it's chump change.
That's true. Kalen Kitchen just...
If they trade him?
Wow.
What? How that must accelerate? Might have to sell one of those chandeliers in there to try and pay for it. What else you got over there, Chris?
Bucks-Falcons week one, I think, is one of the low-key most important matchups on the slate this weekend. Winner of that game, going to win the NFC South.
I don't disagree with that one. I think that's an easy one to say that's not an overreaction. Michael Penix not playing at all in the preseason is one of those preseason head scratchers.
I don't love that.
But, you know, he could also just come out of the box spinning it with that left hand and looking great. And then there's Drake London, and you're like, man, I should have picked him up in the second round of my fantasy draft.
On paper, amazing offense.
It sure does, right? Yeah. But then here comes Baker, baby. I can't wait for this one. This is going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
It is. Oh, the Jets and the Steelers at the same time.
It's going to be a red zone hot game.
There we go.
A lot of action.
Okay.
In this one.
I will buy this one.
Oh, great.
This one's a quick buy, an easy buy.
Quick buy. I like that.
Yes.
Here's a few college ones because it was a big slate over the weekend as well.
Yes.
You are not concerned about Arch. I'm going the other way. Texas is going to miss the college football playoff.
Oh, get out of here.
Come on, bro.
You talk about their schedule. Right?
For anybody who's new around here, for anybody that's new around these parts, Overreaction Monday is sort of a way for us to have our little bit of fun with other members of our broadcast community that have a reaction based on the immediacy of the moment.
Absolute knee-jerk.
And also on Friday, we have a segment called What's More Likely, where you give me a couple of ideas and I'll say what's more likely. What's more likely, this is correct, or we at some point late December, early January, have the narrative of, look how much Arch has grown since the last time Texas played Ohio State. Third time in a calendar year that there were full, like 365 days that they're playing each other. They lost Texas to Ohio State in the playoffs. They lost to Ohio State to kick off the season. Look how much Arch has grown. And the narrative is like he's a different quarterback from week one, the Saturday before Labor Day. What's more likely? That's the narrative, or Texas just misses it entirely?
They play at Florida, at Georgia. They lose both of those. Ooh. Suddenly now they have three losses they're on the fringe.
Right.
Oh.
And then a huge game to end the season against Texas A&M. Maybe they lose that, they're out.
What's more likely? Texas makes the playoff, or somebody somewhere thinks Alabama should make it over Florida State? What's more likely of a January conversation?
Right? I would hope the ladder doesn't
overreaction.
Happen.
What else you got over there?
Speaking of Alabama, Rich, need to lure Saban back to save the program from becoming Vanderbilt.
How? Vanderbilt? Oh, really? You went Vanderbilt on us.
Well, they're probably the worst SEC
Holy
team, Jim right?
Cutler. Cutler might come at you with his chickens and his hens or whatever he's got. That's not happening.
It should.
It's not happening.
You don't think behind the scenes at Bama right now they're having this conversation?
They might be having this conversation, but he might be just like, I'm on college game day. He wins every Saturday now.
Well, he used to win every Saturday anyway.
He sits next to Pat and offers a perfect yin to that yang. I just love the shots of the two of them off camera together that you see where Nick is just like being Nick and Pat's being Pat, and it's just awesome. It works, and he wins every single Saturday. He's not going anywhere.
He does that anyway.
That's great. By the way, if that happened, how quickly could they get the office change back?
Probably pretty fast. I bet Nick's office is literally just in storage.
They should lure him back, but it's not happening. I don't know. Does that count as half a reaction? I don't know. A proper reaction? You got one more?
All right, last one.
Give me the drop. Give me a drop here, Mike.
We need one more.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get one more.
Okay, you're so surprised.
One more. I did not.
That's my son Cooper. You got double one more. What do you got?
Belichick should have stayed on TV. The UNC tenure will tarnish his legacy.
It won't tarnish. He should have stayed on TV maybe at the end of the day, but Why does this tarnish his legacy? He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and as a matter of fact, he will not only be a first ballot
Hall of Famer. He's not going to be in the College Hall of Fame.
He's going in next year. What is he going to be in the College Hall of Fame for? He's going to be in Canton next year. They changed the rules for a coach to be out 1 year. Legacy.
How quickly you out turn of here, on man. Man.
It's unbelievable. Believe. And Billy Trust for 2 decades.
I was the first one in the national media who said it should be done coaching the Patriots. And then you guys, a year later, got on board
with
that.
Look at Chris referring to himself as the national media. I don't even know who he is anymore. Chris, who's that guy over there?
You made him.
I made him. No, I think Mary Brockman made
That's
him.
That's true. Shout out to Mary.
Shout out Miss Mary.
This guy over there. Tarnish his legacy. Get out of here.
I've already forgotten about the Patriots. Okay.
Great. Chris will tell you that, and great, he was the first media member to realize that Kyler Murray was indeed going to play football.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Number one pick in the draft.
Good Overreaction Monday and a Tuesday again for the Overreaction Monday podcast every Monday through the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, courtesy of our friends at ESPN right now. Let's take a break. Von Miller is zooming in, one of the all-time greats. Next, now with the Washington Commanders getting set to take on the Giants in week one. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong. Because right now, you can get huge savings on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe and Santa Fe Hybrid models. Or go all electric and choose from America's most awarded EV lineup like the breakthrough Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 6. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a great deal. Only during the Hyundai Getaway sales event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from I know the way to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
Well, with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills. Wait, did I say job title yet? Get started today and see how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us right now, courtesy of the Washington Commanders and Origins, is Von Miller. Good to see you, Von. So what is going through your mind going into this season number? Let me get this right. It's season 14 for you, Von.
Season 15. 15. Season 15. 15. I played 14. It's going on season 15.
Okay.
I'd be 37 years old in March, and you know, for me, it was just about, you know, staying healthy. They did a really good job, you know, here with the Commanders and Coach Quinn. They've done a really good job of keeping me healthy, and you know, the plan that they had to practice and to hold me back, and you know, this off season coming into this season, I went and got stem cells at Origins in Panama. It was a state of the art facility. Highest quality stem cells, extremely safe and transparent process. And I just wanted that natural healing and the recovery to get ready for the season. And I was healthy going in. You don't necessarily need to be injured, but it was something I wanted to do to make sure I was ready to go. And, you know, it was a great process. And leading up into this training camp, whenever I signed, I was ready to go. And they did a really good job of working me in and, you know, wrapping up my reps. And here it is, week one of my 15th season, and I'm ready to go.
Normally, somebody of your stature and age would be the 100% OG of the locker room, but there's Bobby Wagner right there, Von. What is that like to be a teammate of Bobby Wagner? And both of you, I'll say it, I know you can't, both of you will wind up in Ohio one day with a bust and a jacket and all of that. What is it like to be a teammate of his for this team going into this campaign, Von?
It's cool, man, because I've been a huge fan of Bobby Wagner, you know, my whole career. Registering me as a linebacker and, you know, them registering him as a linebacker, you know, we kind of battled for those all-pro votes. You know, he beat me out. He beat me out of a couple all-pro votes. Mm-hmm. But now they fixed that. You know, they got an edge rusher and all that stuff. So if it was like that back in the day, I probably would have had a few more. But Bobby beat me out a couple of times. And, you know, it's good to have a guy like that in the locker room, man. I've been a fan of his for a super long time. He's a vet. He knows what it takes to win Super Bowls. You know, not only him, but, you know, Zach Ertz and, you know, Laremy Tunsil and, you know, all of these guys, man. We got a good group of vets in there. And it's good to just be there with guys that know how to get it done and have been doing it for a very long time at a high level.
Yeah, the conversation about the Commanders roster, part of it is you do have the oldest roster entering the season, but you also have a young unicorn at arguably the most important position. You have been around some good ones, sir, as a teammate. You have been around Peyton. Obviously, he was much more veteran when you were winning a Super Bowl with him. Stafford, the same way. Josh Allen, you were with him in an MVP campaign. What does Jaden Daniels look like to you, and how he compares with others that you played with, Vaughn?
Man, he's great, man. You just can't leave, you know, Josh Allen and go anywhere and go play for anybody, you know. So that's why it took me a little bit. But, you know, the Commanders, man, whenever I was able to join here, the huge part of that was Jaden and you know, Coach Quinn. And man, Jaden, he's the full package, man. He, you know, he can run the ball, he can throw the ball, he's smart, he's composed out there, he doesn't get rattled. No game is ever too big, no moment is ever too small, man. He's even keel. And yeah, he's angry out there, man. He just attacks, and you know, that's the type of vibe that you want coming from a quarterback. He has this shade of Kobe in him, Kobe Bryant. So it's good to be around him, man. He's a true competitor, man, and I'm anxious to get out there and play, man. He's gonna score a lot of points. You know, we got, you know, Scary Terry and Debo and, you know, Austin Eckler. They're gonna put up a lot of points, and that usually adds up for me to be able to go out there and do what I do and go protect the lead and rush after the quarterback.
You went Mamba on me there, Vaughn. I mean, I didn't see that name coming. Why do you compare him to Kobe?
He's a huge fan of Kobe. He's a huge fan of Kobe, and you know, in the locker room, you just feel it, man. He's you know, he's a true competitor. You know, practicing against him, you know, he's on attack mode all the time. And you know, he's talking trash with Bobby every day, man.
He is.
And they just go after it, man. Whoa. And it's really dope to be a part of that, man. And you know, and I'm anxious to see, you know, how we play this week, man. If we can go out there and do what we do, it'd be a good week for us.
I did not see Jaden Daniels talking smack to Bobby Wagner on this.
It's friendly.
Card.
It's friendly though. It's not. I'm sure. It's not in the chat.
No,
friendly.
I'm sure it is. But again, because you made the point of, nothing seems to bother him. Nothing. Like, I don't know if you saw that because you were obviously on the sideline of the Monday night game against Cincinnati on ESPN. Lisa Salters asked him a great question when he ran in the end zone or up the middle, you know, in a preseason game. She's like, why didn't you get down? He said, because I wanted to score. And I, you know what I mean? Like, it is funny because it's so simple, but it is just gives you a mindset of, okay, you know, he's just doing his thing, and yep, and it works, you know, it just works in a way that I guess it's easy to follow, right?
Yeah, it is, man. It just works, man. Like I said, you know, even before I got here and just you know, just analyzing his rookie season, he didn't look like a rookie out there. He was composed. You know, it didn't matter what team he played or what game he was in. It could be the NFC Championship. It could be Monday night, Thursday night games. He just looked like he was just going out there and playing his game, man. The moment was never too big for him. And, yeah, you know, hopefully we can be able to build on that this season. And, you know, I've seen shades of him building on that in practice. And it'd be great to go out there and play against somebody else and to see him continue to develop and evolve and to what quarterback we really don't even know. He doesn't even have a ceiling right now. And that's one of the cool things about being around Jaden, man. He's so young that we don't even know how good he can be, man. And it's just an honor and a privilege to be a part of.
How good can this team be? Again, you've gotten two of those trophies behind you, one in Los Angeles, a team you joined midseason, and obviously Denver, which drafted you. What about this team? How does it feel in this locker room to somebody who knows what it takes, Vaughn?
Man, it feels great. I think it starts with the leadership here, man. But you know, with Adam Peters and, you know, Coach Quinn and his coaching staff that we have, man. We got a couple head coaches on his coaching staff. You know, with Anthony Lynn and you know, we got so many guys on the coaching staff, man. You know, Coach Pagano is in the room with us, man, and Coach Daryl Tapp and Ryan Kerrigan. You know, these guys are great coaches, man, and Sharif Floyd, man. And I think it starts with the leadership that we have. And it just kind of trickles down from there, man. And we got a little bit in every single spot. And yeah, you know, it takes a little bit of luck down the stretch. You know, the football guys gotta fall in your favor too. But if we can just control what we control, man, I really like our chances.
And again, Vaughn, clearly you've got your own team to worry about, and you've got your own destiny to do your best to control. That said, please take me inside the Washington Commanders locker room when word filtered out that the Dallas Cowboys traded away Micah Parsons. Vaughn.
I want to be a GM like when I'm done. I'm working in front office too, so I kind of been analyzing that situation for a while.
All right.
And, you know, I honestly think it was a win-win for both sides. Like, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they needed those first-round picks, and they needed a big-time defensive tackle on the inside. Wasn't quite able to get Micah what he wanted. You got, you know, T.J. Watt sitting at $42 million and Myles Garrett sitting at $41 million. You just can't give him 43. You know, he's young and he's going into his prime. He hasn't even hit his prime yet. And, you know, you had to jump those guys by a significant amount, and I don't think the Dallas Cowboys were able to do that. And, you know, it's a good fit for Micah. They got a big-time quarterback. They got big-time offensive weapons over there. Defense has been good for a long time in Green Bay. They're playing in a division where they've been competitive in that division for a while now. And yeah, it's a win-win for both sides. You know, it was was able to get Michael what he needed, and the Dallas Cowboys they needed some quality picks too with two first round picks. So it was a win-win for both sides.
Are you saying that because you're seeing Michael week two? Is that what's happening? Again, I'm not surprised that you want to be a GM and that you can be. Okay. Not surprised there. But I'm surprised that somebody, you know, with darn near 130 career sacks like you moving up that chart, Vaughn, would say, sure, take a 26-year-old first team all pro pass rusher and swap him for, albeit a very talented Pro Bowl defensive tackle. And two firsts, you know, on the outset of the season when you could have done it before, you know, the draft. But just that alone that you're like, oh, sure, that you could see this being equitable.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I'm not saying that I would have made that decision. I'm just analyzing it. That was the decision that was made. If it were me, like, I would have paid Michael way a long time ago. It would have been way, way cheaper, and it probably wouldn't have been able to, you know, to keep him, CeeDee Lamb, and Dak Prescott. So I probably would have, you know, I definitely would have paid, you know, Mike. It's certain guys in the league that you just know are going to be good, and you don't have to wait for those guys.
Right.
You know, you should lock those guys up, and you save a little bit on the back end. And, you know, Michael was, in my opinion, was definitely one of those guys that you wanted to lock up as soon as possible.
And again, Jaden doesn't usually show his hand. Was he smiling that he doesn't have 11 to have to deal with twice? I mean, because he was the last quarterback Micah sacked as a Cowboy, was Jaden Daniels, Vaughn.
I think everybody is everybody in the NFC East is a little bit excited about that one. We still got to see him. You know, he's still gonna wreak havoc in the NFL. Like he's just now going to his prime, man. And you know, it'd be interesting to follow the rest of his career.
Okay, before I let you go, let's talk business. You mentioned earlier again why you went to Origins in Panama. Walk me through what that was, what this is, and what others might. Should know about cellular medicine here.
Oh yeah, I went down to Panama to Origins to get stem cells. You don't have to be injured or Asian to go out there and take care of your body. You know, they had a state-of-the-art facility. It was extremely safe and a transparent process. They walked me through the whole process. I was able to get stem cells in a couple of different joints in my body, and I got it in my face too to appear younger.
Oh,
a little bit.
I did not know that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can do a little bit. You can do a little bit of everything with stem cells.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been a huge fan of stem cells for a long time, and Origins, they have, you know, the best facility in Panama, and I'm excited to add that to my yearly routine.
Yeah, origins.com for more information on that. I didn't know that you could do stem cell in your face. Okay. What about hair, Vaughn? What about this?
Man, you can put stem cells anywhere, man. Oh. And they're just, the building blocks to recovery and growth, man. And, you know, it's a natural, healing and recovery process to get ready for the season for me. But like I said before, it'll be part of my yearly routine from here on out.
And again, for business as well, Marshawn Lynch famously said to take care of your mentals and your chicken. He meant money there. But for you, it means both, right? Greener pastures chicken. How's the chicken business?
Chicken business is good, and you can check it out at greenerpasturechicken.com. Okay. It's something that I started about 8 years ago to really present high quality product, non-GMO, certified organic. The certification that I'm really proud of is the humanely raised product. My chickens live a country club lifestyle.
Oh, really?
They only really have one bad day, and they don't see it coming.
Oh man, that's a bit of reality I didn't see coming.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they got access to natural grass and natural bugs and natural sunlight and natural airflow, and we move these houses across the pasture every other day. So they have natural access to grass and all type of stuff, and they're really able to grow up in their natural environment. And I think you can really taste. I really think you can taste that in the birds. Okay. Like I said, they live a country club lifestyle, and they just have one bad day.
Sort of like the quarterbacks you sack, right?
yeah, just like the quarterbacks.
Yeah, just like Russell in week one this Sunday, right?
I'm hoping on it. I'm hoping on it for sure.
Okay. Last one for you. What's going to go through your mind, veins, heart, soul in that tunnel Sunday for, as you mentioned, season 15 for you, in a campaign where that ends in the stadium where you won a Super Bowl and an MVP. What's going through your mind?
You think for me, as you play all of these years, going into year 15, that perspective, it just continues to change, man. I've always been grateful to play in the National Football League, and I've always been grateful to be here, but it just means so much more. And, after we lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, I wasn't sure what was going to happen after that. And, the Bills released me a month after that. And I wasn't sure if that was my last game. And, I didn't want to go out like that. And, I love football. I love all elements of football, from practice to being in the locker room to the day before games to preseason games to, training camp to everything, man. And I've grown to love everything about football and all aspects of football, from, the leadership positions to working with coaches and young players and player evaluation and player development. Man, I really love everything about football, and just to have that opportunity again, I'm so grateful for that. And I just want to take advantage of all of my opportunities that I'm able to have from here going forward. Not like I didn't before, but they just mean so much more now. And, hopefully we can, I can play the type of football that I know I can still play at a high level and contribute to this team. And, the sky's the limit for us if I'm able to do that.
Go crush it, Vaughn. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, guys.
You got it. That's Vaughn Miller right here on the Rich Eisen
Show.
Yes, sir. There he goes. One of the best, man. One of our favorites. Love that guy, man.
Amazing.
Chicken, stem cells, sacking quarterbacks.
Bust waiting on him.
That's right.
I mean, we also live kind of a country club lifestyle here.
And we don't see the end coming?
Yeah.
Although we do. That's at the end of hour three.
Of course.
That's true.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Paul Rudd in hour number three. Sean Payton in hour number three. Oh, my goodness. Are we just rolling and cooking with gas right here on Disney Plus, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app everywhere.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Gatorade is the number one proven electrolyte blend designed to hydrate better than water. So you can lose more sweat and raise your game. Gatorade, is it in you?
Is Carlos Alcaraz in trouble right now in the United States Tennis Center?
No,
he's up.
Absolutely not. First set just started. He's up 2-0.
Yeah.
Played tennis with on Taylor's birthday with Suze.
And?
Taylor hit Susie on the fly with a serve. And we're like, it's Taylor's point. And Susie's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I know this for a reason. Because if I ever get to have a shot with Carlos Alcaraz where I just say I can get one point off of him, that's the strategy. Marty
Fish, my whole game plan.
Told me, if you hit your opponent on the fly with a serve, it's your point. And if I ever get my shot at Alcaraz, I will practice one shot, and that's the shot.
You ever think about it like this, though? What if he gets mad and decides, oh, that's what we're going to do, and then he hits one like 200 miles per hour and hits you?
All I get is 1 point, and then the contest is over.
Yeah, he just needs to get 1 point.
Oh, so you just walk off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a pitcher who doesn't have to bat.
I'd still hit you with the
ball. You know what I mean? I hit the opponent, and then I don't have any repercussions.
There's got to be a repercussion.
Well, for Alcaraz, it would be if I got 1 point off.
Yeah, that's embarrassment.
You know?
I need a ramification here.
I don't know if you're – we have the U.S. Open on – all day long in the house right now.
Oh, it's great.
It's good. It is so great.
Was awesome.
By the way, watching Venus and Leila Fernandez, her doubles partner. Did you watch any of that yesterday?
I was watching the Naomi.
Osaka just wiped the mop the floor with Coco Gauff.
And it wasn't close.
Well, I mean, but just seeing Venus at age 45, she's in the quarterfinals of the United States Open doubles with somebody who was not born when she won her first U.S. Open.
Did you see her call out Serena? Like, hey, it'd be nice for you to show up and in my box.
Cooper says that Serena responded by saying, I'm not coming. I'm not doing this. And I'm wondering, maybe she, I don't know if that's true or not, but because it would be great.
We have sister beef?
No, it's not beef. It's just like, I was saying, maybe Venus doing this would get Serena back out on the court. I mean, unbelievable. You know, everything is back again, including me, I guess. Am I the Venus Williams of Disney Plus? Did I just make myself that?
I think so.
But it's just great. I love this time of the year with the U.S. Open, where soon, you know, obviously there won't be day and night matches and nonstop action. It is awesome. I love. Did you see McEnroe tell Chris Everett he got into tennis because he fell in love with tennis through her play and then fell in love with her and wanted to marry her, and then she got married to Jimmy Connors, and he said he wanted to just beat Connors for that alone.
Just
moments like that.
That's pretty funny.
On the broadcast.
I always knew they had some type of beef.
Just great. Oh, Alcaraz won another point. He's pretty good, I guess.
I mean, if your whole strategy is to try to hit him with the tennis ball, I mean, Rich, what are we doing?
I don't love that strategy, but I think you can make it work.
It's all I got. Yeah. Certainly not my cross-court forehand winner.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to accept this challenge. Make this challenge.
Oh, I'm going to do it. Gotcha. And now that we're in this family.
Family.
Back again. And they've got the U.S. Open. They've got all the tennis in the world. Oh, we're going to make this happen.
I can't wait to see this.
Now more than ever, we're in position.
I just need to be there for it.
I can get a point off Carlos Alcaraz is essentially part of my U.S. Open coverage here on day one of Disney Plus with this program. And already. And nobody could tell me differently.
What are you smoking, bro? Give
me thank you, Bruce Arians. Thank you.
I'd like to introduce you all to TJ Plus on Disney Plus.
Who I believe kicked off Pat's show today.
Thank you.
He and Bruce Arians, man. With no filter.
Oh,
I gotta watch that back.
Oh, baby.
I gotta watch that back. Terzo in Iowa, all rise. Got about a minute left in this radio hour. What's up, Terzo? One of our favorites.
Yo, what's up, Rich? I'm actually excited to say what's up to you guys on ESPN.
There you go, buddy.
Awesome.
What up, man?
Congratulations, boys.
Carl's has got to get Disney Plus or the ESPN app everywhere, bro. Your bar in Iowa, we got to get that working.
Oh, dude! Oh, it's already on, bud.
We're all rowing in the same direction.
The official bar, the Rich Eisen.
We're a team. There may be an I in Rich and Eisen and not show, but and there's not one in Terza. All right, what's on your mind, Terza?
Yo, Rich. So at this point, hey, thanks for sending me over four of those names for fantasy. Yep. I did go with one. I was going to see if you guys could pick which one I actually went with.
Which one did you go with? Because, again, we have eight for Paul Rudd to choose from to name our fantasy team.
Oh, I sent Terza some also-rans.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which one did you choose, Terza?
What did you go with?
I ended up going with Mensa Think Tank.
Exactly. Why did we say Mensa Think Tank? I forget.
Probably.
Like we don't
write down context.
We don't write down context, which is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got eight for Paul Rudd. He's going to choose our fantasy team now. It's coming up next hour.
Well, that's what I was looking forward to, so I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for the call. Terzo and Iowa, everybody. One of our regulars. And, hey, listen to our new ESPN radio audience.
You, too, could become a regular.
You, too, can become a regular. Yeah. Just call 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We actually have a phone line or two open.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd next hour.
Come on now.
Sean Payton after that.
Whoa.
Oh, baby.
So we roll here, folks.
That is how we roll into our third hour of this simulcast.